USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump speaks at a pro-life organization's gala in Washington last night, reminding the Susan B. Anthony List's Campaign for Life members that he has been a pro-life president.
One of my very first acts as president was to reinstate the Mexico City policy to prevent taxpayer dollars from funding abortion centers overseas.
And telling that group that works to get pro-life candidates elected.
Today, my administration has proposed a new rule to prohibit Title X funding from going to any clinic that performs abortions.
President Trump on the road again today to Long Island, New York, for a speech that's expected to focus on federal efforts to wipe out the violent MS-13 gang. And this is USA Radio News.
So here's a great question. How much would you save if you joined MediShare for your healthcare program? The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You might save more. Tammy left a major company and needed a new way ahead for her family. She'd heard about the savings with MediShare, but was wondering about the network of providers.
Once we started the program, I have not had to switch one doctor for myself or for my kids. So all the doctors that we were previously with were all in MediShare.
And she says the process has been fantastic.
I got off the phone and I was like, that's what it should be like. It was a pleasurable experience. An encouraging experience at that.
MediShare might be just the thing you're looking for your family, your budget. Use the savings for other things. Why not get your questions answered? Find out how much you can save. You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
No longer a case of when, but rather a case of if the summit between President Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ends up happening. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying during a briefing yesterday,
"We are continuing to prepare both our team and the White House so that in the event that the summit takes place on June 12th, we are fully prepared with the mission statement having not changed at all."
Later yesterday, President Trump said at the White House as he sat beside the South Korean president, "We'll see what happens.
If it doesn't happen, maybe it'll happen later. Maybe it'll happen at a different time."
The North threatening to pull out of the summit because of joint military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea and Trump's insistence on denuclearization. After the Senate passes it in March, President Trump is now ready to sign a bill that would roll back some banking protections put in place after the financial crisis after the House passes it yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The U.S. House of Representatives advances a prison reform bill, though its future is not so clear in the U.S. Senate. The First Step Act, easily passing the House with bipartisan support. It provides millions of dollars in funding for rehabilitation and educational programs in prisons. Prisoners would be given credit for completing those programs. The White House supports the bill, but some in the Senate believe the measure does not go far enough. Mark Zuckerberg's offering an apology to European leaders for Facebook's data-sharing scandal, appearing before EU lawmakers in Brussels. The Facebook CEO called the improper sharing of user data and handling of fake news, quote, a big mistake, and he says he's sorry for it. Zuckerberg also repeated assurances of Facebook's plans to improve policies that he outlined in hearings before Congress last month. One analyst telling CNBC, Zuckerberg appeared to answer many of the EU lawmakers' questions with rehearsed talking points during an hour-long Q&A session. And author Philip Roth is dead at 85. He's the Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist of works like Portnoy's Complaint and Goodbye Columbus, and American Pastoral, The New Yorker, which published his first story in 1958, reporting his death last night of congestive heart failure. Roth, again, was 85. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.